This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. One of the fastest growing occupations in the state and in the country is in home health care. It's also one of the least regulated, and that's proving to be a dangerous mix. Say you need a home health aide or personal care attendant to help you recover from surgery or get around in a wheelchair or deal with dementia. If you find one who's qualified, attentive, and compassionate, it can be a blessing. But Massachusetts, unlike some other states, requires no licensing of home care workers. And many people in the state are hiring home health aides who are untrained, unscrupulous, or even abusive. Boston Globe correspondent Linda Matchin found this out firsthand. 8 years ago, her husband developed ALS, and she needed help taking care of him. She says home health care agencies were unaffordable, so she looked for candidates online. While interviewing one man, she told him about her husband's condition.
And I started to explain that one of the problems he had was that he couldn't swallow properly. And what that meant was that sometimes he would drool on his clothes. So the guy is looking at me and seemingly to take it all in. And he said, well, if he's drooling, why don't you just put duct tape over his mouth? That kind of ended the conversation right then and there. Who would say such a thing?
Linda Matchin's story about the crisis in unregulated home health care appears in the Boston Globe today and yesterday. It's called Stranger in the House. In it, she documents what the state has not. Dozens of cases of home care aides being accused of robbing or neglecting the people they were paid to take care of.
The manifestation of the problem is that there are a lot of home care workers out there who are being abusive and negligent of the people that they're ostensibly looking after. Larceny is the most common form of abuse that I came upon. But the more I delved into this, the more I came to see that it's really the face of a whole series of social issues that are all coalescing and are showing up in this particular venue. According to the Pew Research Center, 10,000 Americans are turning 65 every day in this country.
And many of them need health care at home.
Many of them need or will need health care at home, and it could even be for a short-term problem like recovering from hip surgery or breaking a leg.
So health care or personal care. So there's a need there. There are people who, by the thousands, are entering this workforce. Where's the problem?
So let's take the example of a personal care attendant named Sarah Estrella, who is working for a woman in New Bedford named Deborah Lesko. Sarah Estrella answered an ad on a website that hosted a directory of home care workers. The website was underwritten by the state. And she had a resume as good as you can imagine. You know, Deborah Lesko joked that she might as well have been a doctor for all the things that she was capable of doing. What she didn't mention was that she had a very, very long criminal record of 15 criminal charges. Amazingly, only one of which had ended up in a conviction.
Conviction for what?
This one was just shoplifting.
So this woman who was in need of a home health care aide, 68-year-old Deborah Lesko from New Bedford, found Sarah Estrella online, as you say, on this state-sponsored website. What happened?
At first, they got along really, really well. Sarah, she thought, was delightful, and Deborah even knew some of her relatives, so she had even more reason to trust her. What happened was things started to go a little bit awry. She said that sometimes she felt that she was more the caretaker of Sarah than the other way around, and she found herself giving all sorts of advice to Estrella, who was having trouble managing her life, which is why the caregiver ended up giving Deborah a Mother's Day card thanking her for all the help she'd been to her.
Let's listen. You have tape of Deborah Lesko. This is the 68-year-old woman who's wheelchair-bound talking about this. What she said she thought had been a really lovely Mother's Day card.
Well, see, it says, with love to someone who's been like mom. Having your friendship and love has meant the world to me, and I can't thank you enough. Happy when Mother's- she gave me that lovely Mother's Day card, she was stealing me blind on my Discover card.
All told, she lost about $25,000. The bank refunded some of it, but she feels she's still out roughly about $10,000.
So what kind of legal recourse is there then? Sarah Estrella was charged but not convicted?
This is a really sad case. Sarah was charged and it was investigated. But like a lot of these cases, it took well over a year to come to fruition, during which time Deborah was becoming more and more nervous about the prospect of what might happen if she ever encountered Estrella in a courtroom. And in the end, when it came down to the 11th hour, she just didn't know how she could handle getting to a courtroom.
So these people are perhaps at their most fragile. And we got to say again that not everybody is being preyed on. And many of the home health aides are deserving of, you know, pretty much worship for what they do.
Absolutely. Some of them are just, they deserve medals for what they do. But there's something really wrong with the legal system that drags cases out for so long that it could take 4 years to come to trial.
There's another problem here, and that is that, as you say, in Massachusetts, the workers who deliver this kind of care, almost 50% are foreign-born. That's not a problem on the face of it, because many of them are trained and most of them are extremely good. But the issue comes from the fact that they themselves are taken advantage of very much by the agencies and by the system that sets this up. How so?
They're exploited, not just the immigrant workers, but people take these jobs because they can't find anything else, which right away establishes them at the lower tier of the economic ladder. They often can't find other work. Sometimes they're here illegally. And so they're beholden to this agency or to a series of agencies to get employment. And the agencies know that. And so they pay them at very, very low rates.
So without hard data, Linda, how do we know how vast the problem is?
We can't put numbers on it. What I can say is that there is abundant circumstantial evidence. What I found just by going from courthouse to courthouse, everybody seems to know about these cases. The court clerks are a trove of information. You know, you just say, are you familiar with this problem, home care workers abusing and neglecting their clients? Yeah, we just had one in last week. You call a police department and ask about a particular case. Which one are you talking about? We get so many of them, they said. So there's lots and lots of smoke. And beneath the smoke, there's fire.
Linda Matchin, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for your interest in this.